Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were higher for the corn, up 2 3/4 in December at 389.5. Soybeans were 7.5 cents higher in November at 884.25. So the corn and beans were quite strong. Wheat futures, on the other hand, lower. December Chicago wheat down 1 3/4 at 503 3/4. And then December Kansas City wheat down 3 at 494.5. Today's trade seemed to be a choppy day, mainly focused on tomorrow's USDA quarterly stocks and small grains report. We'll talk about that here in a second, but that's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. There's also some rainfall moving through the Midwest, part of the drier parts of Indiana and Illinois getting quite a bit of rain today, and that's going to be followed with cooler temperatures, but there is no real threat of frost at this point, at least right now. Of course, it's that time of year we start to get that sort of thing in the northern parts of the Midwest, no real threat there at this point. Hedge funds look like they were the driver, buying corn, buying beans, selling wheat. The fact that we have not got a lot of the wheat planted is really more of a bullish factor, but you can't really think of too many years where we didn't get wheat planted at all. So there's still plenty of time, another 2 or 3 months left to get that done for a large part of the United States.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
And tomorrow's quarterly stocks report, as of September 1st of this year, are expected to be, for wheat, 2.149 billion bushels. That is higher than the June stocks, of course, so they're only 753. But we've had a harvest since then. Last year for September 1st, we were 1.907. So wheat's considerably higher than last year. Corn also higher than last year. It's expected to be 1.739 billion bushels. Last year it was 1.232, so roughly 500 million more bushels this year. And beans, 205 million, where last year at this time we were at 92 million. So across the board, bigger than last year. Again, that's tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Now, the other part of that report will be the wheat production number. It's expected to drop just slightly from the last report. USDA is going to restart their monthly crush report. It'll be this Thursday at 2 p.m. They quit it about 4 years ago due to budget cuts, but that will restart this week. And then this Friday, we've got Stats Canada and their latest crop production numbers. That'll be Friday. It's anticipated that the wheat number will be upped to 25.1 million metric tons, 24.6 last month. So just a little bit higher out of them, and that's Friday.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle down $3 at $134.15. February down $3 at $135.12. November feeder cattle down $4.50 at $176.95. January down $4.50 at $171.20. December lean hogs up $1.30 at $67.05. February up $62 at $69.80. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 2 3/4 at 494 3/4. March down 3 at 509.5. December Chicago wheat down 1 3/4 at 503 3/4. December corn up 2 1/4 at 389. March up 1 3/4 at 399 3/4. November soybeans up 7.5 at 884 1/4. January up 6 3/4 at 887 $7.50. December cotton up 25 at 61 even. March up 30 at 60.71. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.